Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Cleansing the Inside of the Cup.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. I'm just going to be reading here the final verse of today's Gospel. Jesus says, Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You cleanse the outside of cup and dish, but inside they are full of plunder and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup so that the outside may also be clean. I'd like to just talk a little bit about hypocrisy, but also hope and holding fast, which we can also find in the first reading today from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians. In the gospel, Jesus is warning us about hypocrisy. Who, me? A hypocrite? I've spent some time thinking about what hypocrisy means. I think it means readily accepting standards for others, standards from which I am exempt, or to which my life does not apply. For example, because I am white, I have grown up with definite, though subtle, kinds of entitlement and privilege. It's called white privilege. Whether I am willing to admit this or not, it is the truth. So because of this privilege, I never have to worry about being pulled over and handcuffed for having a taillight out. I never have to worry about being arrested for walking through a park or for wearing certain clothes. I never have to worry about not being properly represented if I am wronged. I don't ever have to worry about being stopped on the street and searched. But each time in my heart that I try to deny this privilege or offer defenses or excuses, I believe I am being a hypocrite. This is especially true if I think I have something to say about the gospel and the teachings of Jesus. The emotional discomfort around my white privilege is really, really important. I hope it never leaves me. I want the discomfort to change me into being less racist, to help me keep cleansing the inside of the cup. Years after Jesus warned about hypocrisy, Paul tenderly offers hope and courage to his friends, the Thessalonians, which is our first reading. Paul writes, May the Lord Jesus Christ and God our Mother, who has loved us and given us everlasting encouragement and good hope through abundant grace, encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good deed and word. Therefore, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast.